Well, folks, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. Yes, indeed. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's conversation. Though it was one-sided, it was still a conversation in my mind, because that's what this whole podcast is about, is a conversation with you. It's you and me sitting around chatting, right? You may be in your car. You may be in your house. You may be out mowing the lawn. You may just be going for a walk, or however you listen to podcasts, but I'm glad you're here with me. So just so you know, I am Dave. That's my name. I do have gray hair. I have a gray beard, and I wear those glasses just like the guy in the artwork. I also am wearing my green shirt again. It's another green shirt. I have more than one. Also, I may be single, but my mom did teach me how to do laundry, so I'm okay with that, you know? Yeah, you gotta love the fact that your mothers or your fathers taught you how to do laundry, especially if you were a guy, right? If you're a guy and your mom or dad taught you how to do laundry because they didn't want you bringing your laundry home every week for them to wash, right? My mother did not, even though I did once in a while. She would say once in a while, she'd call and say, hey, David, why don't you bring your laundry over this week? And we'll sit around and we can have dinner or chat while I do your laundry. It's like, yeah, that'd be great, Mom. I appreciate that. Now, when I was living alone the first time, and that would have been back in 76, 77, I was in an apartment and it didn't have a washer dryer. So of course I went to my mom and dad's to do laundry, which was convenient because realistically they were about a mile away. If that, yeah, about a mile away. And it was convenient. I go home, I get to see mom and dad every week. They get to see me. They get to see the dog that I adopted. Princess. Princess was the first dog that dad had gotten for us when I was a kid. But my first dog that I got when I moved out, her name was Sandy, and she was a Cocker Spaniel. Cutest little thing. Oh, just cutest little thing. I think I've mentioned her before, but, you know, my mom and dad enjoyed when she came over with me. She didn't always, but, you know, most times she did. And you know, when you're growing up and you have, and I know I've already bypassed 1975, and I'm sorry, I'll get back to you here in a second. But the conversations that you have with your parents, once you've moved out of the house, you have that adult job, you have your own car, you have your own finances, you have your own place to live, all these things, you now have other conversations that you can have with your parents, which in my mind is really, really great. I enjoyed those times. I really did. I enjoyed them, and I can't wait to tell you about them. But my friend, it's 1975. We jump into the Wayback Machine. Yes, Mr. Peabody, right into the Wayback Machine. Y'all remember that? Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine? We had some great commercials, and we had great commercials, don't get me wrong, too, but we had great cartoons growing up. They weren't this 3D version that you're getting now, which is amazing. Don't get me wrong. I think it's absolutely amazing. Because you know me, I like technology, but the cartoons we had were fantastic. And it always amazes me the games that we used to have growing up. Do you remember 1975? The first portable cassette players came out. They were about $28. And they weren't the size of a giant tape machine anymore. They were, I don't know, about 4 or 5 inches wide by 8, 9 inches long and about an inch and a half deep. You know, and on a couple of batteries, you get 30 minutes of playback. So you were taping music off the radio and all kinds of things, just talking into it. It was a lot of fun. I also remember some games that came out, like, and I think I know it was out before, But Monopoly was, you could buy a Monopoly game for $4.27. Barbie's VW Camper was $9. It was cool. And I want you to think about something else in 1975. Fashion was, you know, how fashion is cyclical. A lot of things in life are cyclical. You know, they happen now, they'll happen again in a certain amount of years. Some of these I really, really, really hope never, ever come back. Corduroy sports jackets for men. Oh. Double knit polyester shirts for men. Okay, I can't forget the women here. The draped long dress and the double knit polyester shirt dress for women. Here's one that just should never have come out ever, 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 ever. And I'm embarrassed to say I think I had a pair of these pants. They're called houndstooth checked slacks. And kiddies, if you're out there listening to this, look it up. You're going to get a huge laugh. Oh, my God. Insulated cardigans. Cardigans. That's ones that zipped up the, or buttoned or zipped up the front. Oh, my God. Striped hooded sweatshirts. And they weren't pretty. Leisure suits. They were called shirt style leisure suits. And again, should have never, ever, 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 ever been been designed. Let me give you the description of this website. Shirt style, four button front coat with upper flap pocket or patch pocket and long collar points. Shirt style button cuffs, shoulder epaulets. If you don't know what those are, folks, look them up. Captains wear them on, you know, pilots. That's what they put their boards on, what their rank is. Side vents, trim regular pants, Western style front pockets, set in back pockets, wide belt loop, cuffless bottoms. Oh, these were just a nightmare. But the one that I enjoyed were bell-bottom pants. Bell-bottom pants didn't come out in 75, but they were pretty popular in 75. And they covered up your shoes, which was nice. And there were varying sizes. There were full-size bell-bottoms that were, you know, at the bottom of your pant was probably a foot in diameter around. And then there were normal-size flared pants. And jeans. These were all in the jeans division. There were some, you know, dress clothes like that too. And then there was boot cut. I always liked boot cut because it goes over your, you know, if you got boots on, like cowboy boots or whatever, go over that. It would just, those come and go. They do. They come and they go. Short shorts for women, short blue jean shorts for women and girls. They were cut-off jeans is basically what they were. And cut-off jeans were great because if you wore a hole in the knee, you had shorts the next year. I can't tell you how many pair of jean shorts I used to have. You know, you wear them a couple times, you wash them, you wear, and, you know, all of a sudden things start wearing out. And it's, and there was a time when holes in your knees, threaded, you know, frayed holes in your knees were cool. I used to have some of those too. Didn't you? If you did, please let me know on my website. Leave me a message on this one, please. At 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. What kind of bell bottoms did you wear? I liked bell bottoms. I thought they were the coolest thing. And short shorts on girls. Oh my goodness. And they're back. And I'm an old man, and I can't be looking at that stuff. But again, fashion is cyclical. Short shorts are back, and then they're going away for more of the tennis shorts look for women. And the Bermuda type shorts are coming back for men. not so much with the crazy designs, but the length and the material and stuff. And it's cool, isn't it? I mean, it's just fun stuff. Let me get real quick, because I only got a minute here or so left to go. I wanted to talk about music because I haven't talked about music in a while. Love Will Keep Us Together by The Captain and Tennille, who was number one in December of that year. Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell. Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. We're going to talk more about Elton John. Before the Next Teardrop Falls by Freddie Fender. Remember Freddie Fender? Frankie Valli sang My Eyes Adored You. Some Kind of Wonderful by Grand Funk Railroad. Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire. There was a group, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, my God. Fame. David Bowie. Disco all the way. He was part of the beginning of disco. Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka. He was kind of growing older, but he kept relevant. One of These Nights by the Eagles. That was number 10. And here's where I'm going to leave it. Thank God I'm a Country Boy by John Denver. I almost said Glenn Denver because that was a puppet that some ventriloquist used. His name was Glenn Denver. Number 12, and this is it, Jive Talking. And my sister-in-law that still lives in my hometown will remember Jive Talking. So, folks, here's one way down, number 17. Got to tell you about this one. Sweet put out the word, or the song Ballroom Blitz. And Carl Douglas did Kung Fu Fighting. If you remember those, folks, let me know. Tell me what your favorite songs were in 1975 or the year you graduated high school. I've run out of time for today, folks. It's been a joy today. I've enjoyed it. I start these things with a plan and they never go that way. But I start talking, and then I think this is what I want to get out, and I get it out. So, from all of us here, me and my friends, you know, me, myself, and I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to smile, folks. And don't forget to tell folks about me. 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. I've got a website called 5MinutesWithGrayHairDave.com. You can listen to all of my episodes. There are on any app that's out there for podcasts. And if your friends don't know how or where to get a podcast, do us a favor. Show them for me, please. So for Gray Hair Dave and all the Looney Tunes flying around in my head, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a great day. Oh, hey, don't forget, smile.